Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Repent and believe the gospel. I am talking about the gospel concerning the character Jesus. And what is the gospel, and where can it be found? The gospel is the revelation and the appearing of Jesus. And where are these things found? Answer: the revelation and appearing of Jesus take place in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The revelation and appearing of Jesus takes place in that called the gospel. The gospel is the content which makes up the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I say to you, know what the gospel is. Mark 1:15 says, repent ye and believe the gospel. It's like the author knows that hitherto you have not believed the gospel. The gospel of Jesus is not that, it is not what the Christian church has told us it is. The Christian church has deliberately misled and mistaught the people. Therefore, the AVB says boldly, repent ye and believe the gospel. The Christian church has not done these. One, it has not done that which is written in Matthew 28, verse 20, which says, teaching them to observe all things. The Christian church has not done that. Whereas I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have done that. And The Christian church has not done that recorded in Mark 16:15, which says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The Christian church may have led people to think it has done that, but the Christian church has not done that. The Christian church has not preached the gospel according to the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The statement in John 15:15, which says, the servant knows not what his master doeth. The statement says that the servant knows not what his master doeth. The statement is true. Black people do not know what the Gentiles and their preaching are doing. The Gentiles have given the black people a perverted message concerning Jesus. The black people take the Gentiles' perverted message to be the truth. The Gentiles do not want the black people, and maybe other people as well, to know the truth of things in the Authorized Version Bible. It is so clear, and I have so clearly shown, that there are things in the Bible, the AVB, which the Gentiles do not want you to know. John 3:16 is not the gospel in a nutshell, and neither is 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. I am so glad that I can read. I am so glad that I can read and understand. I have obeyed the commandment of Mark 1:15. I have repented, and I do believe the gospel as it is given to me and to you in the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I believe the truth concerning the gospel story given in the gospel itself, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I have repented. I have turned away from the Christian teaching, the Christian lies, which are against the gospel and against me and against you. You should know well what I'm referring to when I say the gospel. The gospel is a smoking gun which incriminates the Christian church, the Christian faith, Christianity, and the Gentiles. The gospel is hard evidence against the Christian church, the Christian faith, Christianity, and the Gentiles. The Christian church cannot be reformed. It must now go out of existence. The Christian faith must now cease to be. The gospel shows Jesus as he is. 1 John 3:2 says this. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The main statement there is, we shall see him as he is. And we see Jesus as he is in the gospel. That content making up the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That content, which is also called the revelation and the revealing, or the revealing and the appearing of Jesus. The Christian church cannot be reformed. It must now go out of existence. Rid the world of Christianity, and you rid the world of its greatest evil. Repent and believe the gospel, a commandment given for correction. I have shown in a clear and understandable way that you have not been taught the gospel. It does not take a lot to see that. I have given to you understanding of the gospel. I have given you enough understanding of the gospel, empowering you, giving to you the enablement to depart from Christianity and religion and turn to the living God, Tommy L. Hart, as you are directed to do so in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The gospel shows the Christian ministers to be liars and deceivers. You, the people, need to be rescued from the evil of Christianity and religion. You, the people, need to be saved from the church. In your Bible, that which is called the New Testament starts out with a smoking gun. The smoking gun is the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In that content, Jesus appears, and in that content, Jesus is revealed. Therefore, the gospel, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the appearing and revelation of Jesus, who is called Christ. The appearing and revelation of Jesus is the smoking gun which incriminates the Christian church, the Christian faith, Christianity, and the Gentiles. Keep in mind, these things are interchangeable. The content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is interchangeable with the revelation, the appearing. That content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, well, it is also are interchangeable with these things, the gospel, and now the smoking gun. That content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the revelation of Jesus, the appearing of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, and smoking gun, these things are interchangeable. The smoking gun shows that the Christian church teaches a message contrary to that given in the gospel of Jesus, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. To speak with specificity, the smoking gun shows, one, Jesus to be an unrighteous character, but the Christian church teaches Jesus was a righteous character. Two, the smoking gun, the gospel, shows Jesus as a sinner, but the Christian church teaches Jesus was or is without sin. And three, the smoking gun, which is the gospel, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, shows clearly that the character Jesus was put to death for his own sin, but the Christian church teaches Jesus was put to death for the sins of others. It is clear the Christian church does not teach the manifest gospel of Jesus given in the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel of Jesus, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, shows the Christian church to be a liar and deceiver. The gospel of Jesus, the content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is the smoking gun which incriminates the Christian church, Christianity, the Christian faith, and the Gentiles. I have said before and shown that the AVB has condemned Christianity and its ministers. Christianity should not be existing. It is existing against the law and against the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Christianity is not above the law, and it is not above God. The nation, country, kingdom, etc., that allows the practice of Christianity shall be guilty of disobeying the word of God. These two do not agree. The Christian church's teaching and the teaching of the AVB, that which is found in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These two do agree. The AVB's teaching and the teaching of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, I have put this here at this point. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Wherefore, come out from among them, come out from the Christian church, come out from Christianity, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and I will receive you. Revelation 18:4 says, come out of her, the Christian church, my people. Come out of her. But don't just come out, but go to. Seek the Lord. Go to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord. Seek their meaning to go to. Go to the Lord while he may be found. That means while I am here, alive on the earth. Psalm 34:14 says, depart from evil. Before my coming, you had no power to depart from evil. You did not know the truth of things. Now, with my coming and with my teaching, you have the power to depart from evil. Exercise your power to escape evil and deception. Go to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and I will receive you. A sensible person will make the right choice. A responsible person will stand with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and an obedient person will separate his or herself from the wicked, those of the Christian church, and come to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. A foolish person will stay where he or she is. The Gentiles have given you confusion, lies, and deceit. That's just the truth. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, give you truth and power to overcome the evil of Christianity. In the gospel, that content of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the writers show clearly what they want you to believe in regard to the story concerning their character Jesus. They want you to believe Jesus is a sinner, one who breaks one or more laws. So they show in the story of Jesus, they show Jesus breaking laws. And in the gospel, they tell you that their character Jesus is a sinner. They say, we know that this man is a sinner. They tell you what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that their character Jesus is put to death for his own sins. So they show their character Jesus being tried, found guilty of blasphemy, and being put to death for sins or crimes he actually committed. Point. The authors show you in a clear way what is true about their character Jesus. Now keep that in mind, because I'm going to show you something else contrary to that. I go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. It says that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Stop there. Question. Where in the scriptures do they show, the authors show, that Jesus, their character, which is called Christ, died for anybody else's sins? Where in the scriptures do you find that? Nowhere in the Bible is Jesus, who is called Christ, shown dying for anyone else's sins other than his own. It's just not there. But in the gospel, it is shown, listen, four times, Jesus, who is called Christ, dying for his own sin. In each of the four accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their character Jesus, who is called Christ, dies for his own sins. So when I read in 1 Corinthians 15:3 that Christ died for our sins, right away I know that that is not right. Right away, I see the contrariness of Paul's statement. The statement is attributed to Paul, whose name was first Saul. It simply does not agree with the facts, the truth of the matter. I know right away that Paul's statement is deceitful and misleading. It is a lie according to the gospel. And where is the gospel found? It is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 1 Corinthians 15:3 shows a lie attributed to Paul. Question. So what am I doing when I follow that which is clearly shown in the gospel? Am I walking by faith? Answer. No, I am not walking by faith. I am walking by sight. I am walking by that which is evident. Evident in the gospel. I said the 1 Corinthians 15:3 statement attributed to Paul is a lie. Question, does that mean the Bible tells lies? Answer, no, that does not mean the AVB Bible tells lies. What it does mean is that the character can tell a lie and even be labeled a liar. But in his or her lying, that character is not speaking for the Bible. That character is not speaking authoritatively. The character Jesus told lies. One, he said he is the resurrection and the life. Two, he said he is the living bread which came down from heaven. Three, he said he gives to his sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. In the gospel, Jesus is a deceiver. In the gospel, Jesus is a liar. As Jesus is, so is Paul. Listen to this. Stated in 1 John 3:2. It says, we shall be like him. Paul is found, the character Saul, whose name was changed to Paul, is found to be like Jesus. He's found to be a deceiver and a liar and a blasphemer. That is why the AZB says, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. When you understand the law, you understand the gospel. When you understand the gospel, you understand that which follows the book of John, like Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, etc. Okay. And where, according to the AZB, do you get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from? Yes, from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So Paul told a lie. What do the authors want me to think of Paul? Do they want me to view Paul as a liar or as one who speaks the truth? Look at Acts 25:19. A question concerns a question of Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. In that statement, the authority says that Jesus is dead, but Paul affirms him to be alive. Let's look again at the statement, 1 Corinthians 15:3. What's really there? The statement says Christ died for our sins. That is one lie. The statement says Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's the next lie. The statement says, then, what I'll do here is just give you the seven lies attributed to Paul, the seven successive lies attributed to Paul. They are, lie number one, Jesus died for our sins. Lie number two, Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. Lie number three, and that he was buried. Lie number four, and that he rose. Lie number five, and that he rose again. Notice that word again. He not only rose, Paul says, but he rose again. Lie number six, that he rose again the third day. And lie number seven, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Seven lies, seven successive lies attributed to the character Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. Now, the question, was Jesus buried? No. The gospel does not show Jesus given a burial. Jesus' body was placed in a sepulcher, or sepulcher, only temporarily, because the Sabbath was coming up. That was not a burial. That was only a temporary placement. Was Jesus buried according to the scriptures, according to the gospel? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. No, he was not buried. Yet Paul says he was buried and rose from being buried. Seven lies attributed to Paul. Okay, and that he rose again. When did he rise the first time? Okay. I'm looking at what the book says, what's written. What do the authors want me to think about Paul? The things Paul is saying in this statement here are just simply not true. They are not according to the facts. They are not according to the facts given in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There was no burial, no resurrection, no rising, no being in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, as Jesus had said. So what does that make Jesus? A liar. Because there is no way you can get 3 days from the preparation day to early the first day of the week. There's just no way. You can't do it. So the authors want me to think Paul is a liar and a deceiver, just as the one Paul claims to follow, Jesus. That's why it is said, we shall be like him. Now, that statement, we shall be like him, could have come at the very beginning of the gospel, because the gospel shows that they are like Jesus. Okay? So in the gospel, there is no evidence of a burial for the character Jesus. His body was only placed temporarily somewhere. You cannot get 3 days and three nights from the preparation day to the dawn of the first day. Point. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And there's a statement in 1 Corinthians 15 that says, be not deceived. Letting the Bible be our guide, we can overcome deception. Letting the Bible be our guide, not being led by the Christian lies. Because apparently they don't want you to know the truth. They have said in the Bible, they have said, as we preached, so you believed. In other words, throwing the blame from themselves to you. Can you read? Know that the things I point out and show you are true. Therefore, again, I say to you, come out from among the Christian church. Come out from the Christian church, the Christian faith, Christianity, and be ye separate, and I will receive you. Seek ye the Lord. Go ye to the Lord while he may be found. I'm here now. I'm here on earth. I can be found. Are you obedient to the scriptures, or are you obedient to your Christian faith, or whatever other faith you have? Come out. Go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That's the message. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Be not deceived. Obey the truth of the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Join me next time.